This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pitchers and catchers are in Goodyear, and every day that I park the car, I look over into the horizon over at the ballpark, and I see the lights are on, and that gets me a little bit closer to opening day for baseball. Curtis Danberg, super friend to the show, Vice President of Communications and Community Impact for your Cleveland Guardians. Nice enough to sit down with us even a little bit early. We appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you.
It's fun to talk baseball, and pitchers and catchers reporting day yesterday, it was... but we strive and look forward to every year.
I'm looking forward. All right, so let me ask you this question first, because I got a ton of questions for you. And I want you to explain to me, as if you were sitting with your amazing father, Rick, and I want you to explain to me, like, as if I was your dad, because I know I had to explain this to my mom last night, what happened yesterday with the TV deal?
So, two things. First of all, what we announced yesterday is the fact that for the first time ever, if you're in Northeast Ohio, you can stream our games. So you can go to CLEGuardians.tv. You can spend $9.99 for this full season or $19.99 a month. There's no more blackouts. So what that enables us to do now, we can expand the ability for people to watch our games by over 230%.
Okay.
So that is huge, that people can get our games, and that has been the case. So that's one bucket.
Okay.
The second bucket is...
So wait, have you affected me as your dad or my mom yet? So far, I don't think you have yet. Okay,
no.
Keep going. Yeah.
The second bucket is where most of our parents fall in, is cable. What does that mean for cable? I've got Spectrum. I've got DirecTV Stream. The message there is wait, be patient. It's probably going to go up leading up to opening day. More information will come. MLB needs to strike deals with those cable providers. Hopefully that happens and it's on your cable like you've had it in the past. But if for some reason that doesn't happen, let's say you've been on YouTube, for example, YouTube TV, that didn't have a deal with FanDuel or last year with Bally Sports Great Lakes,
right?
You now have the ability then to go buy what we announced yesterday to watch our games.
Okay.
That had not been the case in the past. So if you had YouTube TV, you couldn't get our games. Now you can buy the app and to watch our games. But hopefully in most cases, if you had cable, had our games in the past, my hope is that that will be on your TV come opening day.
So, and when you say buy the app, it's just a matter of like Disney Plus or any of these other channels that you can
right.
get.
Smart
just,
TV.
Right. Smart TV. Okay.
Yep.
CLE Guardians app. Boom. Download that and then just pay
right.
for that and you're good to go.
Yep. And you're streaming on your tablet, your smart TV, your phone, all that.
Okay. Do you think your dad understood what we were just talking about?
Probably not.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page. Yeah, because I think we're all going to be in this conversation.
Yeah.
If for some reason your cable provider doesn't have it or your satellite provider isn't having it. And I think that's like what's amazing is just how we live in this world that's changed and just trying to figure out how to make sure that like, I think like even I get it and to be able to download stuff and figure it out that way. But it's a little bit of patience off the front if
yes.
you don't know.
Yeah, we have the FAQs and we understand it's going to be a process. And we just ask for your patience. But at the end of the day, there's going to be more availability of watching our games. And it might take you a little while to get there, but if you want to get there, you're going to be able to get there.
And if you do the math, it's 67 cents per game.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. is what it comes out to. So
pretty good value, and this could be an incredible product. We have a lot of really cool bells and whistles, like Major League Baseball is investing. We have like new cameras, like a wire cam, ump cam for select games. Like the product is going to be very, very good.
What if the wire cam gets hit by a ball?
Will the ump cam stop the umpire from having an inconsistent strike zone? Maybe we can get to that next step. We can't even figure out what a first down is in the NFL yet, so we're okay with that.
Andy mentioned this, Curtis, and I must tell you, every time I come downtown, the lights are on in the ballpark.
It seems
I'm not coming down at 3 in the morning. I don't know if the lights are on at 3 in the morning. Our crew's working around the clock, and what's going on?
So since the last out after Game 5, like the work that's being done at Progressive Field has been unbelievable. So all facets, whether it's working on the dugout club, Carnegie Club behind home plate, you know, finishing off the new Terrace Club area that's going to be North Coast Social and the Terrace Hub, whether it relates to finishing our office, the clubhouse underneath, that's phase two of the seats. Like there's been a lot of work and the lights need to be on. We are also replacing the lights and have new lights going in.
So
the lights that are on all the time, they're being installed, number one, and we're working through them, the computer of how to turn them on and off.
The actual lights, the standards, the toothbrushes light are going to actually stay in place.
Be a new
right?
system.
Okay.
So that process is being done too. So we've never done this much work ever. But the lights are being worked on too, which is again part of the reason they're still on.
One thing that I think is interesting, when I go to the ballpark before all this, I've always thought, gosh, what a great ballpark. It's a beautiful place to watch a baseball game. And the one thing that's impressed me about what the team has done and what Gateway has done, I mean, we all went to the old stadium. Everybody let it slide. The new ballpark, there's never been any time period here since it opened in when, 94, where there's been that, oh, my God, the thing is sliding. It's not doing – I mean, it has remained top-notch. And I, honestly, I think that's a credit to the team, and it's a credit to Gateway. It's a terrific place to watch a baseball game.
We take a lot of pride in that. And then we're the ninth oldest ballpark.
Isn't that hard to believe?
It is hard to believe. We've had two cities that have changed for a second time.
Yeah.
In Texas and Atlanta, two ballparks since ours was built. So we do take a lot of pride. You have to evolve the experience, and we've done that. Going back to 2015 and 2016 when we put the corner bar in, like we recognize you don't just come to the game and sit in your seat anymore. You have to have different fan segments in different areas, and we've done that. This next iteration is going to have it. Wait till people see the Terrace Hall, which is the top floor of the old Terrace Club, that anybody has access to.
So all the glass is gone.
The glass is gone. So the tiered area is going to be North Coast Social is more of a private area for a season ticket purchase.
So kind of like
some rentals.
Some Terrace Club thought to that a little bit, maybe?
Completely different experience. I mean, all-inclusive food and beverage in that space. But the beer hall that's open to everybody is going to be awesome. And is an area that if you get the $49 ballpark pass for the month and you want a standing room only for every game, like that's the spot to go. It's going to be awesome. So the new amenities are going to be great for the fans. And then we have areas of the ballpark that haven't been touched since the ballpark opened, and that's the clubhouse. Like the amenities for the players, it's going to be a game changer. So
did they switch sides?
No.
Okay.
I heard that you guys did a study on
that. Was
Sun.
A thought, right?
It was sure. A thought.
Yeah.
The reality is we took over the first base. We're still going to our dugout is on the third base side.
Okay.
But we expanded to consume the entire old visiting clubhouse on the first base side.
Really?
And so the visitors the moving down the line
is the Guardians clubhouse is now going to be the old visitors clubhouse and
all the way
the
underneath. What happened to the area behind the dugout suites? And does that still exist, or what's down there?
So the area behind the dugout suites have a completely different look. So those little like living rooms behind each suite are gone, and it's going to be a club that's open to all those patrons as well as like the first few rows.
Kind of like Cincinnati had,
you see a lot of new parks happen where you go downstairs into a club. It's unbelievable what is being done.
Huh.
You know, one thing I think is really cool that and you guys started it with the corner. People love getting up and walking around and still being able to watch the product.
Yep.
And I think that's a really cool thing. You don't see it really in too many football, you know, situations. You don't see it in basketball arenas. I know that's one thing that people loved about the old Coliseum, is it had that inner walkway, and you could just walk around the whole place and still watch the game. And I think you guys were ahead of the curve on that. And this, it sounds like everything that's going to be opened up this year, yep, takes that to an even other, a higher level.
It's a great way to put it. And thankfully, we did that, because with the new pace of play rules,
yeah,
like the game is speeding up. So it's quickest game last year since 1984.
Wow.
That you don't miss action. And if they're going to get a beer or something, a hot dog at the concession stand, like they can still, because of the openness, you can still stay connected to the game.
What do we have coming up at the ballpark? Like events and things like that? That are, I mean,
we announced our promotional schedule this week. So yeah, if you go to CLEGuardians.com, you can check that out. Obviously, a lot of the similar, your Friday night fireworks, your dollar dogs, your free shirt Fridays, bobbleheads, jerseys, all that fun stuff. We're doing something cool that's got a lot of play. Social media. We're doing a mystery reliever jersey giveaway. So
this person may not be on the roster yet.
No.
Okay.
You're either going to get Tim Herron, Hunter Gaddis, or Cade Smith, but you don't know who you're going to get.
A mystery reliever giveaway.
So I thought that was fun. We're going to integrate a lot of City Connect. This is year two of City Connect, so we're going to do a City Connect Hawaiian shirt. It's been very popular. So a lot of new wrinkles, but at the same time, at the core, it's about providing extra value.
So let me go back to, so we talked about the new TV deal and trying to make sure that you're taking older fans and bringing them in maybe into a little bit of a newer generation. What obviously you've had a couple of years. It seems like the research that you guys did to make it more open, to make sure that people could stand and do things like that, has been a big success. But at first, wasn't there resistance? And then all of a sudden people have kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so as you progress the ballpark to get bigger and better, sometimes it just takes people one opportunity to sit down and go, you know what? This is pretty cool. Because we know, I think people are resistant to change. Yes. That's what it is.
100%. But at the core is a lot of the decisions we've made have been fan-driven based on surveys and things like that. So you're never going to make everybody happy, but that has driven the idea. Like the whole reason behind the corner bar and the kids' clubhouse is we heard from our fans they wanted different areas depending on what fan dynamic you were in. And we've addressed that, and we'll continue to address that along the way.
When the team changed the name, we caught phone calls from people who were, we're never coming back and blah, 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 blah. And Andy and I have said, okay, fine. You have a Major League Baseball team. If the team wins, you're going to be there. The team won, people were there like crazy. Are you guys still catching feedback from the name change? Has it moved on? Is everything okay? Ultimately, what'd you do? You changed the font in about three letters.
Which is true. But we were sensitive to that. And I think one of the coolest things about City Connect uniforms last year, it just had CLE on it. And it allowed people that maybe aren't there yet to engage with our brand, because they were buying that jersey. Yeah. So I think the best thing we did is we never said you can't wear Indians gear into the ballpark.
Smart move, by the way.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do. It's still a part of our history.
Absolutely.
When we had our, CC bobblehead last year, you're still wearing an Indians jersey because that's what he wore. He played. So
it wouldn't be genuine to put him in a Guardians jersey.
Correct. At the end of the day, it's about playing in Cleveland, and it's about winning. And we've done fairly well. Obviously 2 years ago, not as well as we did years three and last year. It's a process, and we get that, and we're empathetic to that.
But it's gone well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And to your point, we had best attendance since 2008.
Exactly. Last year. I mean, it didn't keep people away from the ballpark.
It's funny, I saw a lot of those people said, I'm never coming back at the ballpark last year. Suddenly they showed back. I was like, well, I thought you were never coming. Well, the team's good. They're playing
baseball. It's funny what people get excited about. And I know the name means a lot to people. I know that. Ultimately, what matters most is, do you have a Major League Baseball team?
Yes.
You do. Do you have one that competes? Yes, you do. Thank you.
And it's a team that's a CLE because it's,
right,
to your point, still,
right,
in Cleveland.
Yeah, I also think it's interesting that as we see, obviously there's a lot of talk about a dome for the Browns, and then the governor's talking about, the more money that's not only just for football, but they're talking about, for Cleveland, Cincinnati, and I wonder how that'll play out as far as maybe even the district becoming even bigger. There was talk about the stadium on the other side of the freeway for soccer, and just long-term thoughts about the area itself. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
I mean, the reality is pro sports are an economic driver for cities. So trying to find a way to maintain and keep those teams in town and, heading in the right direction as it relates to supporting the city. And it's a balancing act. There's a lot of needs for municipalities, and we get that. And but we're a key part of that municipality in driving that economic growth and that revenue.
I'm always fascinated by the thought of the parking garage and in the outfield and where that thing's going and what the future. I mean,
yeah, what's
you know, one step at a time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you got to get this start.
Is that
done.
Still part of the plan?
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows down the line? Yeah. I mean, right now, we're operating the garage, and you know, we took that over here recently, and you know, that's part of the, you know, cool. the process. But that's way down the line of what that looks like.
Cool.
Oh, I was still looking for the hotel on the right field. Yeah. Where's that?
We'll see.
I remember in '94 when they were talking about
that
a hotel
parcel of land.
Yeah, right across from where the statues are.
Yeah, and we own that parcel of land. Yeah, but I mean, from a development standpoint, you know, who knows what the future will be.
You never know what's going to happen. All right, what else do Guardian fans need to know about this upcoming season?
No, I think it's just the, you know, excitement of an unbelievable year last year. And obviously, we had a few roster changes, but one of our biggest deficiencies last year was starting pitching, and we went and got starting pitching and mapped that out and combo that with our bullpen and a lot of young position players that are coming up through the system. So we're excited about it. We know that we have to replace 30 homers and 100 ribbies and Josh Naylor and a great defensive second baseman. But, you know, we have a lot of trust in Chris and Mike and the front office and obviously with Vogt's leadership to figure that out.
I was going to ask, can you play right field every day and hit 30 and drive in 100?
No. Never right, could,
so,
never will.
So the search continues.
The search right, continues. Got
it. You know what, as you're sitting here, I find it amazing the organization itself, and this is just under the Dolans, when you think about turnover in any professional sport and how many people have been with the Guardians/Indians for years, and like the Dolans never flip things over, really. There are folks that have been there, I mean, from the old ballpark, probably. I'm just trying to think if they'd be still over there from the old ballpark, but I'm always fascinated by, you know, we talk about the players, and players are from all over the world, but the people that work in that front office, for the most part, are they're Clevelanders, man. They're your next-door neighbor.
Or if they're not, like a Chris Antonetti, who was not, has
become
a Clevelander,
yeah,
and
right.
has had chances to leave, and Mike Chernoff has had a chance, but we stay. It's a great culture. The Dolan family is so supportive of us. They allow us to do our jobs, empower us to do our jobs, and very lucky, but there's a reason why we've all stayed.
True. All right, tell them about tickets. How do we get them?
CLEGuardians.com. Tickets go on sale on 216 day, so February 16th. Make sure you go to CLAGuardians.com, 10 a.m. Get your tickets for opening day. All the promotions that we talked about. We have a lot of great six-packs, a lot of great other opportunities for you to engage in. Again, we'll very soon be rolling out the ballpark pass as well for those that want to take
great
advantage
idea.
Of that.
What a great idea.
Oh, it's been awesome.
That's a great one. And stay tuned for potential future television news.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Tell your parents to hang on, right?
That's be it. Patient.
See where this
be
goes.
Be patient. Curtis, as always, thank you. We always appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Go Guards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Curtis Danberg, nice enough to stop by. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the Guardians coming up this season, some of the renovations to the ballpark. That does sound fun. I don't know how many people really had the chance to ever go up to the Terrace Club and kind of hang out and have a meal there. For so long, I would think at some point, if you really wanted to hop in there when that was open. But it sounds like that's going to be a giant beer hall now. That sounds like it's going to be fun. And
It's going to be an interesting thing because you're going to have to go into the ballpark and get reacclimated.
Well, you know, you did a little bit last year.
The Terrace Club was really cool. And I think it was interesting to me because I always thought it was really cool and I thought it looked great. But I thought it kind of lost some steam over the years. And obviously the team felt even more so because they blew it up and they're doing different things.
I remember when I first walked into it when it was a Terrace Club, and it reminded me old Cooper Stadium in Columbus used to have a restaurant that was almost exactly this. It was kind of the same layout.
Really?
But it went from, it was a restaurant and it was a rib joint, really good rib joint. And then they ended up pulling out, and the next thing you know, it became like ballpark concessions in there, and it kind of changed things. And it's kind of the same thing that happened here. And I thought at one point, like, I was like, God, wouldn't that be a great place for a sports book?
Yeah.
To put it up in the Terrace Club. But then they ended up putting the sports book out just outside the gates, which I don't know a lot of people had been in there or not, but I'm sure it's fun. I don't know. As we look at that ballpark, you know, when Curtis said it's the ninth oldest.
It's a really nice ballpark.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, the only stadiums that are older are Oriole.
Camden Yards.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is still cool. I love that place.
It's interesting that, I mean, Progressive Field is only 2 years younger than Camden Yards.
I was there the day they opened Camden. That was cool. They played the Indians.
Right. And it didn't snow that day, did it?
No, it was all right.
Do you remember the opening day with snow out there? where the opening weekend in Baltimore, where it was just completely snow out. I can't even remember what year it was. Sometimes early 2000, somewhere in there. I think about that every once in a while. Chicago, no matter what you want to call it, that was opened in 91. And remember, they went back in and they lopped off like five rows of the upper deck there.
It's almost too bad for Chicago because they built that place right before the entire ballpark style changed. You know, Camden Yards changed everything.
Yeah, but it felt like they still wanted a piece of the old Comiskey in the new Comiskey.
Which was a bad move. That was not a good ballpark.
You know, there were still some cool things there, like you could watch the game from behind the outfield wall. And, like, to me, that was one of the staples of Comiskey.
Yeah, but it's that stadium has missed the mark. It's too bad.
Mm. Rogers Center is older in Toronto. That's, you know, and that's still, that, if you think about it, the Rogers Center really was Vets Riverfront with a roof, mm-hmm. a retractable room, a roof over it. Still a great ballpark, though. If you're looking for a good weekend to go away and have some fun, Toronto is definitely the place to do. Kauffman is older, but out of Kansas City, and it's still, it's just been completely remodeled, though. It's still it was a great place to watch a game, still is. Oakland now, see you later. Knock them off the list. They were about older. Anaheim, older, still a good ballpark.
Still a good ballpark.
Anaheim did a lot of things, I think, that set the tone, though, for the way the ballparks are right now. They were, like, the first to have, like, dining experience or just they had tables. It was very L.A., right? To put, like, they would have 25 rows behind home plate or, like, 30 rows behind home plate and then a flat area there, and then they would do, like, dining service out there, and they would come back out. And, you know, ours is kind of – come a little bit along that way when they've got that that area at the top of the behind home plate. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen there?
Yeah, I think
there for there's a kind of a little neat area up there at our place. That was kind of a little bit. You can feel the inspiration from Angel Stadium, and then Dodger, Wrigley, Fenway, and that's it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
It's hard to believe. It's the same thing with. Same thing with the Fieldhouse/arena.
They've done an amazing job of re-upping these places.
Well, they both are still top-notch facilities. That's really cool, to be honest.
If you think about it, you could compare the current... I'm not getting into this political debate right now, but if you wanted to, you could kind of look at Brown Stadium right now and compare it to Chicago, right? Like White Sox, right? That same kind of feeling where they just...
They just put one up.
Yeah, they just mm-hmm. put a stadium in.
Yeah, we
and
need
then
one. Let's build one.
Kept going without.
Yeah.
Really, like, didn't utilize the lake. Didn't utilize any of the aesthetics around the outside. And I mean, well, I know it's a football field, and that's all that matters.
Time was essential back then. I mean, wait, we got a team back. We need a stadium. Boom, let's go.
What would 12 months difference have been if they would have just waited one? I mean, no one wanted it. I know we all wanted a team now. We all wanted a team, but. I wonder what would have happened if they would have waited one more year to put a team on the field.
Even had they waited, Andy, you'd still probably be looking at a new stadium. I'll bet.
Oh, I know you'd be looking.
Or extreme renovation, you know.
You mean now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy that. What'd you think some of the other things, Curtis, about being able
to... I was disappointed. I was hoping that Curtis could play right field and hit 30 bombs and drive in 100.
Back in the day, I think he could have.
I don't think he could have.
I don't know.
But I was hoping... That's, I'm looking at the team more than anything. You know, the TV stuff, stay tuned. You know,
right.
There might be some more news coming there, and I would assume that's the case. In just looking at the team, this is where you have to have, I think, a slight leap of faith and think, all right, they've continued to put competitive teams on the field, and sometimes it didn't look like they would, like last year. And last
didn't
year,
make any moves. You didn't see or hardly saw anything other than a managerial change.
Last year became a terrific, terrific season. It was so much fun. It was silly. And now this year, you moved on from Josh Naylor. We're still kind of wondering, okay, we understand factors there, but we're still wondering why. You know why you moved on from Andres Jimenez? Because you drafted Travis Bezzana. He's not too far away. And Andres is... bigger money years are coming up on that contract, and he wasn't hitting like he hadn't built on his hitting when he got that contract. I understand it, but you're going to lose one of the best, you know, you've lost one of the best defenders, period. Don't just think second base. You've lost one of the best defenders in baseball. So what happens at second base? And then right field, to me, I still keep thinking, are you going to roll out Will Brennan and John Kenzie Noel and keep your fingers crossed that platoon works and blah, 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 blah. Nothing against Will Brennan. I'm sure he's a fine guy, and I think he's a major league ball player. But I see John Kenzie Noel, and I know he swings and misses a lot. I want to see him out there all the time. Let's get a thumper in the middle of that lineup. And I think he might be the best possibility for that, unless Chase DeLauder is ready to go, which ultimately might be the best thing of all. You get a good young outfielder, and he can hit the ball out, and he's ready to go. Remember, he might have been ready to go last year. They downplayed it like crazy. He wasn't on the roster, and then he got hurt after having the incredible spring training. I wonder if it would have forced them to make a move last year. Now he's on the roster. This year, maybe he makes the team out of spring training and he's your starting right fielder. I think that's a long shot. Do you guys think that's a long shot? But I hope that's the case. If he has another great spring training, why wouldn't you?
I agree. I don't know. Is it Brennan?
I hope it's DeLauder.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's Will, and this is terrible to say because, you know, Will's done a solid job here. But if it's Will Brennan, aren't you going to think, okay, well, where are we going to get some runs?
All right.
DeLauder would be an exciting player to add to this team, but he's got to earn the spot.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more Guardians too when we come back here, because I wonder what you're expecting. Again, pitchers and catchers reporting this week, and full team workouts just straight ahead. But, you know, you get computer models, and like after last season, I don't really care what the computers say, but I'm still going to tell you what the computers are going to say about your baseball team going into this season. So we'll do that next. 216-474-0092, plus Chris Rose joins us a little later in the show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. That's the number to call. We had Curtis Danberg, Vice President of Communications and Community Impact for the Guardians with us at 11 o'clock. If you want to go back and check out any of that interview, it is on the Odyssey app. And we just started talking a little bit of baseball. And why wouldn't you? Well, it's, you know, still looking at a little bit of snow on the ground here and thinking about pitchers and catchers reporting out to Arizona this week and then the full team getting together here a little bit later. You know, just getting ready for a little bit of baseball. Jeff, you and I love computers, don't we? We love them.
Well, I do. I'm looking at one right now.
I am too. But I think sometimes when we try to project things or let them play call or do things like that, we get a little bit weird about that. But there is something out there called Pacoda. It's from Baseball Prospectus.
Didn't he play shortstop for the Braves back in the day?
Lou Pacoda? Did you know him? So Pacoda, what does it stand for? It stands for something silly. It's the Player Empirical Comparison and Optimization Test Algorithm.
Okay.
Yay.
All right.
So right now I'm like, I don't care, right?
Can he hit a slider?
Pacoda? I don't know. I think he can play second base. Because you value and you I think you value this a little bit higher than we do.
No, there's value to stuff.
No. I'm just saying, I think Dan values it more than we do sometimes. Will you agree with that?
Well, Dan is certainly more baseball analytically inclined than we are.
Okay. We manage with our gut. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. We pay attention to that stuff, but Dan lives and breathes it.
Is that true? Would you say that? Is that a fair...
Yeah, see, as though the BP annual showed up at my door yesterday, and I'm already about 100 pages in? Yeah.
Yeah, so
he lives and breathes this.
I love baseball. Okay. It's an addiction.
All right, so my question for you is, when you hear Pacoda, and like we were talking about before the show today, do me think, whatever Pacoda says is probably going to happen, or I feel very strong about what this player empirical comparison and optimization test algorithm means for my team this season?
I still think you should do radar next. I look at it like a tool in a toolbox, where you basically just look at it as another piece of information, something that you'd look at and go, okay, interesting. The computer's looking at everything. They simulate every single player. I think they do it like 500 times or 1,000 times or something like that. and simulate the seasons. And they've actually become pretty good about simulating injuries and that stuff into it too, which is the part that's real interesting. It's one of those you look at and go, okay, interesting, cool.
All right, so what are they telling us?
So what they're telling you is basically as they ran the simulation of the season with said players, and again, it's nothing more than if you went home and walked up to your kids or did it yourself to your Madden season for the Browns and said, okay, I'm going to build the team this way and simulate it to the end. I mean, that's pretty much all that's happening. And so it's one of those you look at and go, interesting. Okay, they see it going this direction. That's interesting. How often are they right? How often are they wrong? They're more right than wrong, but they have been wrong many a time before. That's kind of the best way to put it.
So I'm getting confused.
My
question is, should we trust radio detection and ranging, or should we trust Pakoda?
Proud of you.
Wow.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, so give me some numbers. All I'm hearing is this gobbledygook.
Third.
You're a gobbledygook.
Is that what you want to hear? Third. That's okay. What they think the Guardians are this year.
So Pakoda has them at 80.5 wins this season, meaning that they would go essentially 81-81. It'd be a .500 ball club.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Pakoda thought they would be last year?
Pakoda had them last year at 83 wins.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
so two less wins going into this year. They knocked that out by,
what, they win 92. So.
Yep, exactly. So it's one of those, like, it's interesting to look at, and you go, oh, okay, yep. Cool. If you go to Fangraphs and the Zips projections that they do, this one feels more like a slap in the face.
Really?
77-85 have the Guardians this year, going 77-85. That one feels like a slap in the face.
Apparently they were big Jimenez and Naylor fans.
Why? Why do you think Fangraphs is saying that?
Because they were big Jimenez and Naylor fans.
You know what? If they would have said that last year, I would have believed it. They didn't make a lot of moves, and they changed managers. Like, that, to me, it's... So, are they trying to say that, man, the Guardians got super lucky last year?
Yes. Yes. That would play into it. Some of it would be luck. I think some of it might be David Fry. I know that's one that I think a lot of projection websites looked at David Fry and kind of went like, okay, can he do this again? Well, and it's a really good question.
That's going to keep him out.
Exactly. Like, David Fry playing the way that he did for the first half of the season into the second half. I mean, that's a guy who came out of nowhere.
Well, think about what the team did. Okay, you traded your gold glove second baseman. And my personal thought, he's the second best second baseman I've ever seen here. Because I'll still take Robbie Alomar defensively, and I know a lot of people will take Andrés Giménez. Either way, it's like, you know, what do you want to drive? You want to drive the expensive Italian sports car, or you want to drive the expensive German sports car? What do you want to do? Either way, it's great. You traded 30 homers and 100 RBIs in a Luka Doncic deal going to Arizona. I get nothing for that?
Because I don't think
I was thinking about it.
I get nothing
like,
that bad?
Should I laugh at this or not? No.
You know what I mean, though?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
So there's that. And then you bring in Carlos Santana, who we all love Carlos, wasn't nearly as productive last year. He was solid, but not as productive as Naylor. And you still haven't figured out right field. So I can see where the projections tell you, and your catchers didn't hit last year. What makes you think they're going to hit this year? So I can see where the projections tell you that they're not going to be as good. What projections don't tell you is this team always puts a competitive team on the field. And sometimes competitive leads to 92 wins in the playoffs. So we can look at all that projection stuff like crazy. We can sit here and look at the roster and think, all right, you downgraded at first base. I know defensively Carlos is better, which helps to make up for some of Andrés Giménez leaving. I get that. But you can't look at this team right now and tell me on paper going into spring training it's better than last year's team at the end of the year.
No,
I don't think it is.
Yeah, the question is, can they duplicate what they did last year?
Why not? Because they always seem to do it.
I say the same thing. Why not? Like, if Pakoda thought we were, would you say they thought we'd be last year an 83 win?
83.
They'd be an 83 win team? Then, okay, that's great. I'm glad it's saying that because hopefully it'll be wrong again. It's got the Twins winning the Central with just 86 wins.
Hmm?
So obviously the Central's up for grabs, but, and the computer projections think that the Central's garbage.
What do they say about the Tigers? Remember, the Tigers finished the season really well last year.
Behind.
I think they're a team to watch.
79-83.
Yeah, I think they're a team to watch.
Especially if they get Bregman.
Yeah, if they get Alex Bregman, look out.
Vegas, I'll throw one more at you. Vegas, your boys at FanDuel, 83.5 is your over-under.
Interesting numbers.
I don't know. Based on last year, it'd be hard not to take the over, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
And basically, all you're betting is that the Guardians will be an over 500 team. It's really what you're betting.
That's the bottom line on the bet. Yep, you're right.
I don't know. The bullpen would have to go backwards, I think, for them not to be a 500 team.
And they kept bringing, well, tell me who your starting rotation is all the way through and tell me if it instills confidence in you. You know, that's a thing that they're going to have to figure out. And is Shane Bieber coming back? You know, there are a ton of questions on this team, and that's okay. And maybe I'm blindly saying this. I trust those guys. I trust them. Why? Because they continue to put out entertaining, competitive products. And let's be honest, didn't we all think last year was not going to be a good year?
No,
you I lost thought it was going to be a rebuild. Yeah, it was. They weren't terrific the year before. I did not expect them to take a step with a new manager and a roster that didn't produce a good season the year before under Tito, and they surprised us all. I think at the very least, they made everybody happy. And I'm sorry, man. I trust that front office like crazy.
So let me ask,
though I don't like everything they do.
Dan, who do you think the rotation is? Bybee? If you look at Fangraphs, they'll tell you Bybee, Lively.
Bybee, Lively, Williams.
Ortiz from Pittsburgh.
Ortiz should be in there because they supposedly love him.
Right. His stuff is.
So that's four.
The one I looked at, now just sounds like Tristan would be five.
Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie. Yeah. Who are you going to put in there? And they got the kid from Arizona in the Josh Naylor trade who they're going to look at.
Vince Velasquez, they picked up in a minor league deal with an invitation.
Who could be really interesting.
He's one of those guys I've always been fascinated by.
They have put
even though he's older than anything.
They have a ton of depth in the starting rotation, but with question marks around that depth, which is, okay, some of them will be answered in a positive way and some of them won't. But they have tons of possibilities.
Matt's in a car. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Oh, guys, hey, if I want to watch a competitive and entertaining product, I've got to turn on the, Harlem Globetrotters and Washington Generals. I mean, the Washington Generals will pull off a competitive and entertaining product, but you know what? They'll still lose at the end of the day. I'm just so sick of this. Like everything gets asked from these guys except for what are you actually doing to spend money to improve the team. It's been 77, years.
Wait, Matt, are you talking Guardians or are you talking Browns?
Talking Guardians.
I'm talking Guardians.
Okay.
I don't care about the Browns.
Okay. Well, I'm listening to him. Like, is he talking about the Browns or the Guardians? Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's been 77 years. Like, and no one gives them the Cubs treatment, the Red Sox treatment. No one's hammering. No one in the media is hammering Dolan or anyone in the front office about what are you guys doing? Why aren't you spending money to improve? All we've done is we've taken an ALCS team and gotten worse. Like, honestly, hey, at least we saved money though, by trimming the payroll this offseason. And is this money from the TV deal going to go into are the Guardians making payroll. Any revenue off of this?
How much do they lose by the deal they have?
Yeah,
that's my other question.
Away. Yeah,
that's part of the problem. If you can't afford it, why are you owning a team?
Well, you we're looking. Hang on, Matt. You do realize we're looking at an ownership change. That is probably going to happen here. Like, we're knocking on the door of that. David Blitzer is going to take over the team.
John Sherman, too. Was that what happened with John Sherman, too?
Sherman had the opportunity to buy Kansas City, so he walked away because he had a chance to jump out earlier and get another team. Like,
I believe in his hometown.
Yeah, this Blitzer thing is in full motion. Like, you could sit here and be mad at the Dolans as much as you want, but that train's moving towards the Blitzer tracks, man.
Well, can you explain to me how blue seats and a new terrace club help us bring a 77-year championship drive to an end?
Hey, like, Matt, The New York Mets spend gazillions of dollars. They won 89 games last year.
Okay, and they've still won a World Series more recently than we have.
Well, great, so Matt.
Every other franchise.
Great. I'd suggest you go follow them.
Well, is that the standard? Are we just not going to be like, I should follow in our team just because I have expectations of my ownership?
You have expectations of spending money. I have expectations of competing every year and trying to win a championship.
And
they did that last year. I'm sorry. They haven't won it. I'm a diehard. Turn Matt. Get rid of Matt. I'm a diehard sports fan. I have followed this team forever. I follow our teams. If you don't like the way they do business, that's up to you. This is the way they do it. They compete like crazy. They haven't won a championship. I personally don't need a World Series to make my life happy. What I need is continuous good baseball and watching it on a regular basis, which I didn't get until I was in my 30s. I didn't get it until my 30s, yet I was a diehard anyway. I am so tired of people saying, oh, they don't spend any money. Yeah, guess what? A lot of teams that spend a lot of money suck. Our team doesn't spend a lot of money, and they don't suck. So call the Angels. Ask how that's worked out. Call the Mets. Ask how that's worked out. It annoys me. It's so shallow in thinking by our fans. I would think our fans are smarter than that. Oh, they don't spend enough money. Yeah, if they spent more money, it might actually work better, okay? I'd rather, and there are a lot of teams that don't make good decisions, spend a lot of money, and suck. Our team makes really good decisions. They run a great organization, and they don't spend a lot of money. If you want everything, go be a Yankees fan. Go be a Dodgers fan. It's easy. Go ahead. Be a front runner. Go ahead. If you want to be a Cleveland fan and follow the Guardians, do it. But don't call us bitching about the fact they don't spend any money. We know they don't spend the big money. If you want to embrace the team and love it, do it. If not, go watch somebody else. Sorry.
Jeff Phelps, ladies and gentlemen. More of that to come right here on Baskin and Phelps. 216-474-0092.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.